counselor have a question or comment? Counselor Johnson?
I'd like to just expand a little bit, get a little bit more understanding. I think, Mark, you mentioned earlier about the rediversion of the Jordan on the upper end. What is actually being done there?
I think that would have been.
Somebody mentioned that.
As far as the redevelopment goes, nothing would be touched up there during the redevelopment stage. It'd be left current.
Correct, Baron?
That's correct. So we would start at number one and work our way down from number one.
So all those structures in there have been redeveloped over the last 10 years. So there's actually, they're in really good shape. So, and we're getting everything out of that that whole structure and water flow that we possibly can at this time.
I noticed on your map there that Harmony is no longer included. Are you guys, is that decommissioned?
Partially. We still operate, but our generator at this time is not in operation. But we still operate as far as water flow and fish passage and things like that.
That was just a nosy question. Had nothing to do with the project.
Any other counselor? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Sorry. Well, thank you very much. It's really, really nice to see this kind of forward planning and just the engagement, the community engagement, letting us know what's going on. We have an extremely healthy rumor mill here in Queenstown. And this kind of engagement and keeping everybody, like, you know, informed about what's going on. And people have been talking about this, I think, for the last couple of years, I think.
Yes.
We've been talking about what's going on up there. And, you know, there's been lots of rumors, not lately, but so this will be good. This will probably start quite a few more rumors in the community about what's going to be happening. But it's good to see the community engagement that's going to happen and the connection with the local community when it comes to the resources that you need to get things going. So I'm really excited to see that happening.
Good. Well, we thank you for that, and I would say we're really looking forward to working together.
Yeah. Thanks.
Councilor Frehlich?
I agree with Deputy Mayor. I think when you start a conversation off with environmentally friendly and you've done everything to really, you know, to kind of drive that home. So I really appreciate that. I think there's a lesson to be learned for a lot of other companies what you're doing prior to even starting the project. So I commend you for all of that. I do have a question about, two questions. I heard you say something about concerns. Do you have any major concerns as far as what you listed off about inventory of skilled workers, accommodations? I mean, is that a high concern, or is it just?
No, I wouldn't say there would be concerns. I think it sits in the opportunity kind of sense, so that as a team starts to look at the finer details of, you know, how many of each type of trades and when will they need them. And that's work to be done. I mean, at a high level we have it, but not at a granularity that is helpful yet. But that will come, and that's where we need to actually talk about those opportunities. You know, we want to be really open with how the work is being bid and can we make sure the local content is properly considered inside of this, because there's lots of opportunities there. I mean, even if you think of apprentices, and it's long enough to do an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just kind of brainstorming out concepts here. It's not just 6 months' work. So, you know, that's where working together we can find opportunity for youth, opportunity to build capacity and those types of things as well.
On that note, the Community College in Bridgewater would be a perfect place to start that conversation.
Absolutely.
If you haven't already. They certainly have an abundance of people going through the system.
Thank you.
As far as dwellings and what people are looking for, there's no way to account for that number rate at the moment. But really, there's opportunities for people to get started on that. I mean, do you foresee lots of people moving to Queens County during this project, or do you see people traveling back and forth daily?
Yeah.
Any concept?
So just an overview of the different philosophies. So Nova Scotia Power will have a certain presence of engineers and project management people here that will be here most of the that period of time. So, and that's not a large number. Maybe that's 4 to 6 people.
Right.
The construction companies will come that bid on the work and that receive the work. We'll try to get as many local community members. It's more competitive for them to not pay travel allowances and all those sort of things. They'll look for as many subcontracting companies and local resources as they can garner that can do the work. And then there's a certain amount of travel within, you know, the distance that people will travel for the work on a daily basis. So it is difficult to tell. You have an industrial background here in the area, so there is those type of resources we think that will be inherently come home, and so you will see some influx. But you know, we expect to see, you know, sort of that 50-60 standard all the time through, and then peaking up and down as we go through the construction season, so to speak. Like I said, the winter season's a little tougher to do civil work and things like that. It is a civilly based project, so civil construction, heavy equipment, tree clearing, you know, some of these sort of things. Quarries that'll be providing lots of rock, so there's a lot of spin-offs, so from those type of difference. So there's a lot of subcontracting of work and smaller companies that get an opportunity to support the larger companies that do the work. But it is hard to give you an exact number. One advantage we have is in that first phase, we'll get the first real look at it over the first 2 or 3 years. But then we have 6 or 7 years to say, okay, this is what it looks like. So, you know, community and businesses will get a feel for what the opportunities are and how they may want to invest or do whatever.
And having a conversation with you about what's your seasonal peaks in tourist flows, when is accommodations already maybe at capacity,
yeah.
And then trying to add our project on top of that will be difficult. So it's about being open once we find out what our schedules are and our peak needs are. Working with you and understanding your seasonal tourist flows will also help.
That's one of the challenges in Queens County is obviously rental units,
yeah.
For, you know, for us personally, and the housing market has really taken off here, so a lot of houses have sold. So, you know, I don't know whether people would consider, you know, purchasing properties to rent out. You know, there's so many different conversations in that area, but it's very exciting. But, you know, just a couple of those little things to keep in mind. That
absolutely.
That could be one of your challenges. So anything we can do to help with that would be, now it's time to start talking about
it. I completely agree. So, and the phased approach does give that opportunity to course correct. So we're going to be doing something 6 times.
Yeah.
So we almost, to some extent, will be doing a fair bit of learning and discovery together. And then as we go into, you know, phase 2, there's a refinement of that. So I think that's we did that from an overall management of the project for water, but it also helps a lot on any number of other things. We wouldn't want to try and in 4 years do this whole project. The influx of construction, I think we would create some capacity issues. So there is some benefits to the phased approach here.
Exactly. One other small question I could. When we've had the dams closed, I think it's Cowie Falls, you know, we saw a real impact on the river in Milton. Is that going to happen regularly, or is that something that we would expect to see?
No, we don't plan on stopping the water flow, and that's the whole reason why we're sort of not going into one development and doing everything at that site. By just doing part of each development, it gives us that flexibility to move water around and still maintain the water flow as you would see today.
Councilor Fancy?
I'll try to kind of offer up just a few things. It's like even with Nova Scotia Community College, right? They will a lot of times structure of what they are actually doing at the college compared upon the needs, right?
They do, yes.
So they can bring in different things that they know. Like if you're going to need pipe fitters, they can actually station or schedule things that they could have courses going on down there if they know it, you know, ahead of time to be able to set that. So working with community college, you might look at even having some kind of a satellite station up here in Liverpool that could be
yep.
done. I mean, even things like that, especially when you have special needs and can be able to do things that way. housing. I'm on the South Shore Housing, but I'm on the joint municipal, provincial and municipal housing too. So I see the housing needs across the province. And one thing like it happened down in like Mahone Bay, is for instance, when the Airbnbs came in, that all of a sudden some people who were renting were displaced and they had to move out of the area. Those things will happen when changes take place. So if all of a sudden there was an influx of people coming with our shortage of renting right now, could make it really bad, you know, on how those things. So the longer plan we can get ahead, not, I mean, just as soon as we know that we could be able to even talk to some of these, like I've been talking to some people who are building houses, like if you got, if they got a thought, once years, and they say, well, I can make it over the 8 to 10 years, I've got people, I think I can put in, but, you know, it's all speculation. But if we can work with that, or somebody could be able to say, maybe I'll make a room at my house to, so I can take one person in. Any kind of those things that we can be able to get ahead to try to stop those problems that could happen, I think will be a real help.
That's a very good point. And you know, this is where the community liaison committee and just the open telephone line, that's, you know, we can have meetings in several ways around that. But something we'll strive to do is on all facets of this, including the number of people who need lodging, work with you so that we get some really good outcomes. Thank you.
Councillor Johnson?
Just as a project team, you know, we heard the plan over 10 years, and we know that it's based on regulatory approval, and we all know what you have to go through to do that. But are there any other things that give you guys concern about there be a choke point that this would not go forward?
I would say that the work to date has gotten us to the state where we believe we're ready to go forward with a successful application to the regulator. The thoughtful engagement between the team and the Mi'kmaq, we've been taking input for a number of years right now. The design has been influenced to ensure we respect the history and the archaeology, which again is very much of what we want to do as we go forward. So we are working through all of the elements we believe will create a successful project. The team is feeling good that this represents a great opportunity to revive the renewable energy here in the Mersey and provide value to our customers at the same time. So those are the context that would set up for success in front of our regulator. We will have a lot of regulators inside of this process, and we'll make sure we're being proactive with each one. Again, it's an eyes wide open, transparent, and working together is the approach we're working with fisheries, environment, Mi'kmaq, and the community. And we believe that sets it up for the most successful outcome. Doesn't say there won't be a rake here or there, to be honest, but we'll do our very best to ensure that they're minimized.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Well, I think we've got all the questions answered. I'd like to thank you, Mark and Philip, Lisa, Baron, Mike, and of course, Kerwin, for coming today and briefing us on this exciting project. We're looking forward to it. It's good news for Queens and Nova Scotia Power and for the province. And we wish you well in your process of getting through the regulator, as well as all the other hiccups which may come along the way, but it is a good project, and we're hopeful that it's going to get to completion on time.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah,
thank you
so
very
do
much.
Us. Thank you very much.
So we will recess for 10 minutes. You ready? So we will resume council meeting. And the next item is a motion to go in camera. Moved by Councillor Fisk, seconded by Councillor Muse. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor? unanimous. We are now in camera.